Primo. Programa realmente incrível, mas obtuso. Com Nuno Marco, e Vasco Palmeirim.
Não percebo!
Mais uma vez, não há Nuno Marco. Nuno, tu vai de férias mais vezes, pá, para termos convidados deste gabarito. É assim, é incrível. Eles vão estar cá em julho, no Memórias Vivas, mas antes passaram por aqui. E aqui estão eles. Os James vêm ao Primo. Tim Booth, Saul Davis, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, pleasure.
It's quite an honor for us to have you guys here at our show. E comigo está a Patrícia Pereira, que vai fazer, nossa produtora, que vai fazer o favor de ir também traduzindo tudo aquilo que vai ser dito. Patrícia, muito obrigado por teres vindo.
De nada, bom dia.
So, guys, back in Portugal, should we say welcome back to Portugal or welcome back home?
Well, welcome back to Portugal, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, you guys are loved here, and I've seen you guys, I don't know, 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
And the Portuguese love you. So I think you can say that you're at home here.
It certainly is, you know, one of those countries for us where we have such a strong reaction from people here. So it always feels very good to come and play here. We've not played in Portugal for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
So I think the show in Madras Vivas will be special for that, because it is actually a break that we've had from Portugal.
Yeah.
Actually, I think for a lot of bands, it's too easy to come to Portugal. You know, they get a certain amount of success here.
Yeah.
And then it's very easy to keep coming back. And we made a deliberate policy, really, to not come back for a little while. And
but, you know, that hurts our feelings.
Yeah, but it's a bit like when you go away from your loved ones. You know, you love them all the more.
Yeah.
When you see them again.
Yeah. You know, you want to create that saudade feeling, right?
Yeah, saudades.
Saudades. And you know that feeling, yeah?
Yeah, we all know that feeling.
Yeah.
We all wrestle with that feeling, yeah.
O Sol começou então por dizer que os James gostam muito de Portugal. Não é como regressar a casa, mas é como regressar a um país de que gostam muito e que até fizeram de propósito para estar um bocadinho longe de nós, porque é muito fácil vir a Portugal, porque apesar de ser um país que recebe sempre muito bem os James, é sempre mais fácil para os artistas virem ao nosso país. E então eles quiseram criar alguma distância, criar alguma saudade então para voltar, e eles acreditam que o espetáculo do Marés Vivas vai fazer isso mesmo.
Thank you, Patricia.
Well done, Patricia. That was very good.
Thank you.
You know, I have to confess, I remember being a kid and recording your songs on the radio, like sometimes, and One of Frustration and Late. And that was a few years ago. I have changed a lot. Have you guys changed a lot? I don't mean your hair now, Tim, but, you know, deep inside, is it the James feeling that the friendship you guys have, and the way you make music and the way you feel about music, has it changed?
In many ways, no, we still create through improvisation. And that's always been the key, and always slightly winging it, and getting it messed up, but managing to make it work. Like you can see when we do these songs, we're going to be slightly improvising because we've not done it in this way before.
Yeah.
And we enjoy that. That's part of what we feel is, the art of what we do. Is improvising and not just playing the same thing. But as people, we've changed. I think we had the late 90s, we were pretty messed up as a band, and we were making good music still. But
that's one of my favorite songs you guys have, All Messed Up, yeah.
And I mean, that song was written as a statement of where we were at, which was we were getting away with it, but we were messed up. And then since we've come back, it's been much better, I think. We've cleaned up. And people are healthier, have families, have kids, have got grounded. We're in a place where we appreciate what we're doing more than I think we ever have done. We're enjoying it more. And it's got a bit deeper somehow. It's got a bit richer.
O Tim começou então por dizer, o Vasco perguntou se os James estavam diferentes, estando há tanto tempo no ativo. O Tim responde que musicalmente não, porque continuam a fazer música motivados pelo improviso, e que as versões que vamos ouvir aqui agora também são uma espécie de improviso, porque não costumam ser tocadas assim. Enquanto pessoas, sim, que mudaram muito. No final dos anos 90 houve ali alguma confusão, depois eles separaram-se. E quando eles voltaram, vinham mais velhos, com a família, mais saudáveis também, e acabam por desfrutar da carreira musical de outra maneira.
I have a challenge for you guys. Play 5 songs in this show. So we're going straight for the first one. And it's a song called Walk Like You.
Lyrically, Walk Like You is about... it's almost two children saying don't necessarily follow in your parents' footsteps. It's time to find your own way of moving in the world. And, you know, we've had thousands of years of cultural control, and it is time to find your own way of being.
A primeira música que eles vão tocar chama-se Walk Like You, e o Tim explicou que é sobre duas crianças que seguem o seu próprio caminho, sem a ajuda dos pais, que sentem que está na altura de seguir em frente.
Vamos então à primeira canção deste Primo, Walk Like You, o James, no programa realmente incrível, mas obtuso.
Primo, programa realmente incrível,
mas obtuso!
Estamos com os James, que vão estar, isto é importantíssimo recordar isto, dia 18 de julho, Membras Vivas, no mesmo dia de James Arthur e do Skrillex, e os James estão aqui no Primo para conversar um bocadinho connosco e também para tocar algumas canções. Acabámos de ouvir o Walk Like You, daqui a um bocadinho há mais uma. Guys, 30 years as a band.
33.
Does it strike you sometimes when you guys stop and think, oh my God, 33 years? Do you think, okay, let's think, do you still have something to prove?
I think it's more about keeping our standards, and it's trying to make an album better than one we've made in the past.
Yeah.
And it's our own, this is for our own selves. We are driven by the desire to make great music and music that turns us on. And then once we've made it and put it out, it's not ours anymore. I don't read any,
I love that concept, yeah.
I don't read critics. I don't, you know, it's just out there and it belongs to other people. And you can see in the audience's reactions, that's when you can tell whether a song is good enough to stand up with Ring the Bells or Sometimes or... And it's a fantastic thing to go, God, there aren't many bands who are able to sustain their quality over a long period of time.
Yeah.
There's only a few people. And in many senses, you know, you want to be up there with those people, the Leonard Cohens and the Neil Youngs and the ones who really seem to still be alive and still have passion.
What do you think when you see yourselves back in the 80s and the early 90s, just a bunch of kids with dreams of playing music live and getting the chicks? I don't know.
We look like different people in many ways, but I think the thread is the same. The attitude is the same. The band is essentially the same band, really, yeah. In my view. Just older, you know, literally just older.
And we still want to get the chicks.
I think it's like when you ask, do we have anything to prove? I suppose when early days of James, it felt like there were things, you know, there's always things to fight against.
Yeah.
And there's always things to fight for. So I think that probably it's the same still.
And you still feel that will of fighting the power?
Absolutely. Because you know, music is a language. It's a universal language. It's a different kind of language. You know, it's like, so you know that the message as such, which is not a real message in the sense that it's deliberate, but there's a message there. Music can convey a message. So you know that it can go around the world, and that's actually worth fighting for, I think, really, to be honest. So where lots of bands who reach 25, 30 years, 14, 15 albums of career, they're essentially... We've been very desperate to not die creatively, you know. Whether we die commercially or not is actually not important, really, in terms of our legacy.
Yeah.
What James leaves behind when we finally do finish, what's important is the work that we leave behind and the memories that we leave with people who've grown with us throughout our career.
We feel we've made one of the best albums we've ever made with this one.
Yeah.
This is Le Petit Mort, and it really is one of the strongest records we've ever made. And we know that. And, you know, Springsteen did that last year with Wrecking Ball. It's like a fantastic record, and you don't expect that from a man of his age. And it's fantastic, defying categories of age. That's a great thing too. It's like, you know, I can still dance like a lunatic, and I don't know why I can dance like a lunatic, but I can. And
do you remember when you see the footage of your shows, of your gigs, you watch yourself dancing like that? And do you remember dancing like that?
I still dance like that. And I'll go and dance for days and with friends and days, hours and hours. And I can still do it. And so for me, that's a shock. And you don't expect that. You know, you have ideas about aging and they become very restrictive, those ideas. And I never saw positive images of aging. And I kind of really am enjoying it. And finding that my body still wants to play and do what it does. And we'll do it until we can't.
No longer breathe.
Patricia has a lot to translate.
I know, that's too much. Sorry, Patricia.
That's okay. Vamos começar pelo início, então.
Sim.
Por sorte.
Obrigada. Começaste, então, o Vasco começou então por perguntar como é que eles olhavam aos 30 anos de carreira, mas um solo corrigiu que eram 33. Eles dizem que não sentem que tenham alguma coisa a provar, mas continuam motivados pelo desejo de fazer boa música e dá-la às pessoas. Não há muitas bandas que o conseguem. O time diz mesmo que a ideia aqui é continuar vivo criativamente. Comercialmente isso já não é tão importante, mas criativamente isso é muito, muito importante. Olhando para trás, o Soul diz que os James são de facto pessoas diferentes, mas a atitude é a mesma, e o Tim diz que as miúdas continuam a ser uma coisa importante, assim, em tom de gozo. Finalmente, o time também diz que a idade, basicamente, é só um número. Acha que os James fizeram um dos melhores álbuns da banda com La Petite Mort, o novo disco, e ele diz que continua a dançar como um lunático. Acha isso inesperado, mas contraria também um bocadinho a ideia, aquelas ideias negativas de envelhecer, e que ele, de facto, está a gostar. Para ele, envelhecer até tem sido positivo.
Tim, let's talk about the second song you're going to play for us here at Primo, a song called Moving On.
When we were writing this record, my mum died, and she was 90, and I managed to get back to her from Los Angeles to Sheffield in England, and she was surrounded by her loved ones, and she died in my arms, and it was a very beautiful experience. And nobody talks about death possibly being a beautiful experience. And then a few months later, one of my best friends died, and it wasn't such a beautiful experience. I didn't make it to her bedside. I flew to New York and it was too late. And I hadn't told her I loved her for a while, and I hadn't cleared a few things with her. And so I had these two opposite experiences of losing people I loved. And these two experiences are in this song. And in a couple of songs that is a theme for this record to some degree. But the record is a celebration of life, or a celebration of death. And that's why we use imagery from Day of the Dead rather than depressing British imagery, you know, of how we try to avoid death and how we try to ignore it.
You know, when I was a kid, I used to sing Laid without understanding what I was singing about. And I remember singing She Only Comes When She's On Top, and then just a few years later, oh, now I get what he's talking about. Is it now?
Well, how come you started to understand? What happened to you?
I just grew up and started, and started doing.
Was there a specific moment that you could relate it to, or was it just a general sexual awakening?
Hey, I'm doing the interview here.
Sorry.
was it easy for you to write about death? I mean. Was it quite therapeutical?
I don't think about, when I'm writing lyrics, I don't think. I try not to think at all. The best thing is to let them just pour out.
Yeah.
So it was quite easy. These ones, because my psyche was so full of it, my life was full of the kind of the experience of death as birth, and that they just came out. It's quite hard to sing about them now.
Yeah.
It's almost like the emotion's catching up on me now. And sometimes when we play this live, the band have to go round the song until I stop crying and can get back in the song. Because if you cry too much, you can't sing, you know. It's like getting the balance between being true and vulnerable and going too far.
And his makeup starts to run.
My face starts to pour.
To melt.
When you were rehearsing, I heard Saul just saying, man, we can't do songs so emotional. Because it takes us to a place, takes you to a place that is quite hard to you know, live those emotions again.
Yes.
But I think that's quite the power of music, right?
Yes, it is. And it's I think it's therapeutic. I think it's really healthy in the end. I mean, I've always been quite introspective with my lyrics, trying to mine whatever's going on within me. And if you look back, you know, even a pop song like Come Home, after 30 years, I've become my fears. I've become the kind of man I've always hated. That's not a pop lyric. You know, that's a lyric of some painful self-observation at the time. But when you actually voice those words and you see people shout them back at you with joy, it turns it into a celebration. And so it is therapeutic, especially when you perform them in front of people and you see how moved people get.
Patricia, so just one more question. For the rest of the band, 33 years later, is it still a surprise what comes out of this guy's head?
No, I don't think so. No, not at all, actually. Just like we as musicians, you know, are quite happy to experiment with different sounds and different, you know, record to record. If you look back to as early as 1982 through to now, 2014, you know, our records change. There's different styles or mostly blah, 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 whatever. So we're always looking for things to do as musicians, and I think the same thing is with Tim. So we're you know, there's always something around the corner that's going to come along potentially. But it's not surprising. We work together very well, and we put. I hope that what happens is that Tim is pushed by music that we generate. We generate it together. It's a shared experience, actually, in many ways. It's just that he gets more money.
Sorry.
It's not true, actually. But let me just say one thing.
Yeah.
Also on this, because you see, the emotional content of some of the lyrics on this record, our playing, some of the music on this record, you know, this. If you think about your traditional music, about Fado, which is all about loss and about people disappearing and going and the loss that comes with that and missing people and saudade and et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. This is one reason why people in Portugal get James.
Yeah.
Because when they come to see us, they see something completely different musical form, but they see the same spirit.
O Sol acabou de dizer então que ele percebe porque é que Portugal gosta tanto dos James, porque temos mais ou menos o mesmo espírito de perda e de saudade que vem no fado. Isto porque tu perguntaste se ainda se surpreendiam com as letras do Tim. O Sol diz que não, e até é bom que não é uma questão de surpresa o que ele escreve, mas ele traz sempre coisas novas e aquilo que os músicos querem é fazer de facto coisas novas e experimentar e andar para a frente e seguir em frente. Isto porque a música que vamos ouvir é muito emocional. O Tim explica que é sobre duas mortes, uma com a qual ele lidou bem, com a morte da mãe aos 90 anos, que morreu rodeada de pessoas que amava, e a outra morte de uma amiga que deixou coisas por dizer e coisas em suspenso, e o tema fala sobre essas duas experiências opostas com a morte, e acaba por ser uma celebração da vida e da morte. Só para terminar, perguntaste ainda se era fácil ou não escrever sobre morte. O Tim respondeu que é fácil porque ele escreve sobre o que sente e não sobre o que pensa. Escrever é fácil, às vezes o mais difícil é cantá-la.
E a canção chama-se Move It On.
Programa realmente incrível,
mas obtuso!
James, ao vivo.
Sim, os James estão aqui no Primo, dia 18 de julho, a não perder no Memórias Vivas. Eles vão estar lá para um grande concerto, mais uma vez o regresso dos James ao nosso país, onde eles são tão felizes. Estamos quase a acabar a primeira parte, mas não vamos embora. We won't go to commercial break without a third song. A song called Bit of Virtue.
Bit of Virtue.
Yeah.
A song really, after watching Miley Cyrus and Lady Gaga being accused of being whores because they express their sexuality, and men don't get accused of being whores for expressing their sexuality, just women. So it's a song kind of about that, and just going, you know, it's always the women who get dumped on for expressing their sexuality.
O Bit of Virtue do James, agora aqui neste programa realmente incrível, mas obtuso a fechar esta primeira parte.
James, ao vivo, no programa realmente incrível, mas obtuso.
Living so close to loving, I is the problem, oh the solution. Join in circles, not easily broken, not even open. My eye is paper thin. Loving, you call it sinning. You stone the women, it's tradition in tribe judging. From where I'm sitting, you're greenly jealous, and as lonely as a night. A bit of virtue, I'd rather live in sin. There's pleasure in your suffering, I'll say so. A bit of virtue, I'd rather live in sin. How can you sit on everything? I'll say so. You all say so. Suppress your love, suppress desire. Compress a life till life expires. Hold your breath and pinch denial. Complexity. Live in all of your life. It's yours to live, regret, forgive. Make more mistakes, regret, forgive. Accept everything. A bit of virtue, I'd rather live in sin. There's pleasure in your suffering. I'll say so. A bit of virtue. I'd rather love and sin. How can you sit on everything? I'll say so. You all say so. Not all in Eden, not all have poison. Tree of knowledge bitten, heaven. No place for artists, messed up and human. We're not getting in. A bit of virtue, I'd rather live in sin. There's pleasure in your suffering, I'll say so. A bit of virtue, I'd rather live in sin. How can you sit on everything? You all say so, you all say so. You all say so, you all say so. You all say so. A bit of virtue, I'd rather live in sin. There's pleasure in your suffering.
Primo, programa realmente incrível, mas obtuso, com Nuno Marco, Nuno Marco e Vasco Palmeirinho. Vasco Palmeirinho.
Não percebo!
A Rádio Número 1 de Portugal.
Rádio Comercial. Agora no El Corte Inglês tem 15% de desconto direto numa grande seleção de marcas de som e imagem, informática, eletrodomésticos, videojogos e muito mais. Sim, sim, 15% de desconto direto. Só hoje no El Corte Inglês e em elcorteinglês.pt.
Qual é o centro comercial mais festivaleiro? Pistas, é o único centro onde podes antecipar a troca do teu passe 3 dias pela pulseira, onde podes ganhar dezenas de bilhetes, onde podes estacionar o teu carro nas calmas e ir de autocarro gratuito para o Optimus Alive. Já adivinhaste? Boa! Então já sabes que a porta VIP do festival é o Alegro Alfragido, onde a vida é uma festa.
Optimus Alive, 10 a 12 de julho no Passeio Marítimo de Algés. Não percas The Black Kids. Arctic Monkeys. Foster the People. E muito mais. Optimus Alive, o melhor cartaz, sempre. Eleito escolha do consumidor.
Praia a 600 metros. Oficina a 5 km.
Os pneus podem mudar o rumo das tuas férias. Visita Renault e aproveita as condições especiais para aquisição de pneus novos. Pneu 205-55-16 por apenas 59€. Exemplo de pneu mótrio com IVA e Ecovalor. Válido até 31/8/2014 na rede aderente, não acumulável com outras promoções em vigor.
Arctic Monkeys. Imagine Dragons. The Black Kiss. E muito mais. Se já tínhamos o melhor cartaz sempre, o melhor público sempre e o melhor recinto sempre, o que é que podíamos mudar? Só se fosse o nome. O Optimus Alive vai ser Nós Alive. 10, 11 e 12 de julho no Passeio Marítimo de Algés. O melhor cartaz sempre.
Este verão, mergulha de cabeça nos preços baixos! Consola portátil Nintendo 2DS, compatível com todos os jogos da 3DS, por apenas 99€.
MediaMarkt, eu é que não sou parvo.
Nem louco.
Agora, mais descontos na CIA. Até 70% numa enorme seleção de artigos de mulher, homem, criança e moda jovem. Para aproveitar o verão ao máximo, compre muito mais por menos nas promoções da CIA. Agora, até 70% de desconto.
Olá, sou a Nuno e sou um bebê revolucionário. Porque com apenas 90 dias de vida já consigo falar, mas também porque uso Mustela, que tal como eu está muito à frente.
Experimente o novo e revolucionário creme Mustela 123, que previne, alivia e repara a assadura da fralda desde o nascimento.
Mustela Creme 123 é o futuro.
Testado por dermatologistas e pediatras, exclusivo em farmácias e para farmácias.
Rita, e se nós fizéssemos o fondue?
Boa! Compraste carne?
Não, comprei polvo.
Então?
Então, era o que havia em promoção.
Se quer mais escolha e preços realmente baixos, então vá ao Jumbo, onde comprar é mais barato. Neste aniversário e até domingo, seleção de peixes são 1,98€ o quilo e bife peru polegar a 3,99€ o quilo, limitado ao estoque existente.
As maiores vitórias nem sempre acontecem dentro do campo.
Your job is to coach a team I give you. They do it different in Dallas?
Yeah, they do. They win.
Draft Day, Dia D. Um treinador de futebol tem a missão de controlar a sua equipa e pô-la a vencer.
Just want the team that I want one time.
Ou então, é despedido.
I need 5 minutes and then you can fire me.
Qualquer decisão pode mudar para sempre a sua vida. Draft Day, Dia D. Com Kevin Costner, Jennifer Garner, Frank Langella e Sam Elliott.
I'm going to do what's best for the team.
Já em exibição, com a Rádio Comercial.
Bacalhau, uma das grandes paixões dos portugueses. Assado, cozido, grelhado ou à brás. Para 3 milhões de famílias, aproveita um especial Continente. Hoje, no Continente, todo o bacalhau seco inteiro tem 50% de desconto em cartão. Aproveite já, enquanto há. Conte com o Continente. Oferta limitada ao estoque existente e válida dia 5 de julho. A ação não acumula contras e vigor. Exceto Açores.
Para ir ao Ótimos Alive, só precisa de entrada, paixão pela música, Easy Way, agora no novo finíssimo da Control, e ouvir as manhãs da Comercial. Mostre que a sua paixão está alive com a Control e ganhe entradas duplas. Os preservativos e os gels Control são dispositivos médicos. Antes da sua utilização, deve ler cuidadosamente a rotulagem e as instruções de utilização.
Comercial. Comercial. A melhor música de 2010.
Primo. Programa realmente incrível, mas obtuso. Com Nuno Marco e Vasco Palmeirinho. Vasco Palmeirinho.
Não percebo!
Programa realmente incrível, mas obtuso. Não há Nuno Marco este fim de semana. Ele não sabe o que é que está a perder, porque temos os James. A banda James está aqui connosco. Tim Booth e Saul Davis, thank you so much for being here. And we still have two, you still have two songs to play. Before we go to She's a Star, vamos também agora recuperar um clássico. We were talking in the first half about the first part about death and about the fact that your lyrics are so personal and biographical. Isn't it strange for you? I think you get used to it, but when you're on stage and playing gigs live, seeing and listening to 20, 30, 40,000 people singing parts of your life and songs that mean so much to you?
That's a really interesting question. I don't see it like that. What I think is that when you sing about something from your heart that comes from your own vulnerability, people can relate to it. And especially in this culture where vulnerability is not often expressed, pop music is not usually about insecurity and vulnerability and death. And it's amazing how people don't write about that stuff. It's much more about, yeah, life is great and, you know, I'm sexy and it's all about that.
Yeah.
So I think when what I see it is I'm expressing something, and if I get it right, if I'm really honest with myself and it's vulnerable, people can relate to it, so they're singing because it reflects something in their lives.
O Tim estava a explicar. Perguntaste ao Tim como é que ele se sentia quando houve 20, 30 mil pessoas a cantarem as suas canções, que são tão pessoais e que dizem tanto à sua vida. O que é que ele sente quando o público canta as suas canções? Ele diz que o que faz não é música pop, é música que lhe vem de dentro, e quando ele é honesto e mostra as suas vulnerabilidades, uma palavra difícil esta, quando ele mostra as suas vulnerabilidades é quando se liga mais ao público, e ele não se importa que isso aconteça.
You guys are here because you have a new album called Le Petit More. Le Petit More, good French. Le Petit More. You guys are going to play, let's say, an old song. And you chose She's a Star. Why this one?
Chose it really because when we come here, usually we play Laid and Getting Away With It. And,
yeah.
And Mark and I, this is obviously James Light. This is me, Saul, and Mark.
Yeah.
And it was just like, this sounded like a pretty one that we could do on radio. It's got great piano, so.
And we thank you. She's a Star, os James, agora no Primo, ao vivo. Neste programa realmente incrível, mas obtuso.
No Primo, os James, ao vivo.
She's feeling it.
empty. Whenever she's feeling insecure, whenever her face is frozen, unable to fake it anymore. Her shadow is always with her. Her shadow could always keep her small, so frightened that he won't love her. She builds up a wall. Oh no, she nowhere to hide in the dark. Oh no, she's nowhere to hide in the dark. 'Cause she's a forever. She's tried to disguise her stellar views, much brighter than all this static. Now she's burning through. Oh no, she knows where to hide in the dark. Oh no, she's nowhere to hide in the dark.
Programa realmente incrível, mas obtuso.
Isto é extraordinário, são daqueles momentos que a malta não esquece, agora falo por mim. Aqui há uns aninhos ouvi esta malta no rádio e tinha a cassete no gravador, e quando começavam as canções deles eu punha a gravar e agora estão aqui à minha frente. Saul Davis e o Tim Booth do James estão aqui, também está aqui o Mark. Tim, you left the band in 2001. Did you ever think 13 years from now I'm gonna get with these guys together again and do such wonderful songs and such wonderful music?
No, it was really the end for all of us. I think we all thought that was it.
You thought it was not just a timeout, but it was really the end.
It had finished, and it was great for us, I think, to have that mentality, because I think then we had to get on with other things and let go, and it was all very good for us. And then when it came back, it was a surprise. You know, it was like this kind of oh. This could actually carry on working. You know, we always loved the music we made, and that was the glue. And working with Brian Eno on 5 albums was another glue that kept us together. But we were very dysfunctional. It was very painful to be in James in the late 90s. Relationships, addictions, personal conflicts. And it had to finish. And then we came back on condition that we could voice our problems, that everyone, people had changed, and everyone had changed, and everyone had moved on and got to reappreciate James and cleaned up.
Esta nossa família, a banda do James, tem 7 pessoas, 7 músicas, músicos. E é tipo de família, não é? Famílias sempre têm problemas, não é?
Sim.
É isso.
É, sim, é verdade.
Mas neste momento, muito bem agora.
Estão todos muito bem? Entre todos?
Sim.
Tim, estão todos muito bem? A situação está resolvida?
Sim. Ele diz sim.
Ele diz... por acaso, Tim, you said we actually love each other more now than we ever did. You said it last year.
I think this is true. It's still true. We're in the best period of James in terms of how we get on, how we communicate.
Does that come with maturity and getting old?
Yeah. Yeah. I think when you're young, everything is frantic. Everything is important, every detail. And I think it's right that that's the way that it is.
And sometimes you get upset with little things.
Obsessed by tiny things, for good or for bad. Actually, as you get older and as you become more, as we rediscovering each other again as people, not just as musicians, you tend to let more things go. You only have a certain amount of energy. Our energy should be in creating music, not necessarily in becoming so obsessed by small things. In the end, small things, you know. You start to think more about the fact, well, you know, there are people in the world who don't have clean water to drink.
Yeah.
So why the hell are we arguing about, I don't know,
the chorus?
A chorus. Do you know what I mean? Really? And that's, yeah.
Just before Patricia translate this, when Tim announced that he was leaving the band, for you guys, what is it, a surprise?
Well, no, because
it
wasn't
coming.
I precipitated it, actually. I partly made it happen. Sitting in a hotel restaurant in Madeira, and I sat everybody down. We all sat down, and I said, "We don't want to do this anymore, do we?" And everybody went, "No." Then Tim came walking down the stairs into this garden, and it was like, that was it.
Was it easy?
So it wasn't Tim so much leaving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It really was us collapsing.
A consensual actually. Decision.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 5 years apart, right? Five, 6 years?
5, 6, 7 years, yeah.
When you guys came back together, magic happened? That old James's magic?
Yeah, that pretty much. I mean, it was more actually for me about whether we could change our relationships.
Yeah.
Because they got stuck. And when, you know, we'd been together for so long, they'd only been stuck for 3 or 4 years, but those 3 or 4 years were too painful. And it was the way we could get back to feeling more like brothers rather than, you know, enemies.
Yeah.
And it was pretty clear, really immediately, that we could. And that we could talk, we started talking to each other about the things that had been difficult. And then it's kind of got better and better, I think, as it's gone on. There's been a few things that needed to be resolved even more.
Yeah.
This record feels like we've really hit our stride now. And I think partly because the songs are written by 5 of us.
Yeah.
Which the first records, Hey Ma, that they were more written by the 3. And I think in opening it up, it's opened it up to, in the best possible way it could be. And there's more collaboration and more communication and richer, much richer, really. And the songs are richer because of it.
Good luck, Patricia.
O Sol e o Tim estiveram aqui a falar um bocadinho do período em que estiveram separados. Foi cerca de 5, 6 anos e a palavra-chave aqui é comunicação. Ficámos a saber pelo Sol que o fim dos James foi na Madeira, depois de um concerto na Madeira. Foi o Sol até que precipitou a situação, porque os James entraram em colapso. Foi muito doloroso fazer parte dos James até essa altura, mas depois no regresso tudo parecia mais fácil, porque quando eles são novos parece que tudo faz a diferença, tudo é importante, mais pequenina coisa. E quando agora voltaram tinham outras mentalidades, outras vivências e outras experiências, e de repente pensar numa palavra, num refrão, não é assim tão importante quando há pessoas que passam por outras situações. Na altura eles tinham uma ligação, que era o Brian Eno, antes de... Ele é produtor de bandas como os U2 e os Coldplay, foram também produtores dos James, e agora quando voltaram, a palavra-chave, aquilo que os liga mais é a comunicação. Eles estão numa banda, numa família, o Sol até em português disse mesmo que eram uma família, e que abriram a escrita das canções, e isso fez com que as colaborações melhorassem, a comunicação se estabelecesse.
There are 2 changes on this record which were almost accidental. One is we insisted that Mark, our keyboard player, turn up in every rehearsal, turn up, because he's very quiet and shy. That's why he's not talking here now.
Yeah.
And so the songs could be more built around him. So there's more keyboard, more electronica on this record than probably many we've done. The other thing was we brought in Max Dingwall, who was the engineer of The Killers' first album and Las Vegas, and he's a techno wizard. So again, he got us a sound that's almost the sound that we create when we play live, the excitement. The songs seem to jump out more than usual. Those were the two things we did, but they weren't really conscious. They were just, we liked Max and we wanted to hear more of Mark.
And when you're recording those songs, do you ever think, oh my God, this live will be just great?
Yes. Mm. You certain
because
songs,
you're a live band.
Like we played earlier for you, Walk Like You.
Yeah.
We only played you 3 minutes. It goes on for 9 minutes live. And on record, it's a lot more. There's more parts, but we had to keep it short. Yeah. We know that song live is going to be, we've played it already, and it's amazing because it's open-ended. You can jam it, you can improvise, and it just takes you. And it's so long. But to make a great long song is quite hard, that sustains people's attention.
Last question, we have to wrap this up. How did you manage to survive through 3 decades? Do you see yourselves in a few years' time, just like, you know, like the Rolling Stones, 70s, and, you know, still playing on stage, playing live, and you dancing like Mick Jagger?
I really hope not, because for me, the Rolling Stones became pantomime in the early 70s after Altamont and Brian Jones died.
Yeah.
I think they lost their punk fire. So God bless them, but I'm sorry, that was my judgment. I've seen them live and I found it didn't have the thing I was looking for from the Rolling Stones. Yeah. I want fire from the Rolling Stones and sex. And if we get, I don't want that. If we still have fire, we continue. When we lose fire, we won't continue. We'll stop.
And that would be just with a conversation like you guys have had in Madeira, right?
Yeah.
We'll know. No, we will know.
Yeah.
You just know.
Okay. But you guys are now back together and you're playing and creating wonderful songs. I thank you so much for Patrícia, desculpa, tens que traduzir. She has to translate, sorry.
Perguntaste então também como é que eles se sentem ao sobreviver, ao viverem durante 3 décadas de música e perguntaste se seria como os Rolling Stones. O Tim rejeita a comparação porque acha que os Rolling Stones perderam a chama, mas se eles daqui a 20 ou 30 anos acharem que ainda têm chama, ainda têm que coisas para cantar, que ainda vão continuar e que se eventualmente existir outro momento como aquele que houve no Jantar da Madeira, que eles vão saber e vão perceber. Ao vivo, o Tim começou por dizer que houve 2 mudanças neste álbum. O Mark, o teclista, aparece mais e as músicas são mais baseadas nele. E também trouxeram o Max Stingwell, que trabalhou com os Killers, que é uma espécie de mago do techno e que lhes trouxe um som diferente. E que quando estão em estúdio, de facto, sentem quando é que uma música vai resultar bem ao vivo. E o exemplo disso é Walk Like You, que nós ouvimos 3 minutos, mas que ao vivo tem muito mais.
Just to wrap this up, Mick Jagger's on the phone. He wants to have a word with you.
Whoops.
We're going to finish this show with the Curse Curse. Do you want to talk just 30 seconds about the song?
Curse Curse, we've cheated here. We've got the band on tape, obviously, so it's going to sound a little bit more like it does on record than any of the other songs. This is a song about a frustrated writer in a hotel room and he's trying to create his masterpiece, but there's all these kind of exciting noises coming from next door and he thinks, that sounds like fun. And he turns on the television and he sees Messi score a goal and he's got sex on his brain. He can't get sex off his brain. It's a sexually frustrated song from personal experience, I'm sure. I know that was what you were going to ask.
Yes, it was. And Messi is quite a better name to fit in the lyrics than Ronaldo, right?
And sex is messy.
That's a great line. Sex is messy. Tim, Sol, thank you so much for coming here. And invite people, all the James fans and all the virgins, invite them to watch you live July the 18th at Mel Marés Vivas.
And if you're a virgin, watch the Moving On James video if you want to find a way in.
I thank you so much for you to be here. It was a wonderful show. A não perder Memórias Vivas, 18 de Julho, James. E acabamos com o Curse Curse, que é uma canção que faz parte então do último álbum deles, La Petit Mort. Tim, Sol, thank you so much. A não perder o James e a 18 de Julho no Memórias Vivas. E ficamos aqui neste Primo a acabar com Curse Curse. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Obrigado.
Obrigado.
No Primo, os James, ao vivo.
someone's getting laid. God's name's proclaimed, the end is on its way. I'm turned on, ashamed, I turn the TV up Copa del Rey. Messi shoots and scores 100,000 K. Up the floorboards. Time to ride. Time to ride the dark horse. Time to shake. Time to shake up the neighbors. Alone in my bedroom. Alone in my bedroom.
Realmente incrível, mas obtuso. Com Nuno Marco e Vasco Palmeirinho. Vasco Palmeirinho.
Não percebo!
A melhor música de 2000 em diante. Comercial.